Let's make the four for Carol.
I'll take these for right now.
The corner of 13th and Pierce is just like any other Sioux City block.
What y'all need? Y'all need dinner?
Yes.
How many?
But for more than 200 people, the unassuming building is the difference between going to bed hungry or not.
Y'all need about 10?
I need about 10.
Outside of a twice-a-month food pantry, the Midtown Family Community Center also promises a free meal to anyone who walks up to its door. Just look for the sign.
Pulled pork sandwiches, cookies, fresh peaches or cucumbers, and chips.
COVID-19 forced many businesses to close or reduce hours, but food distribution sites like Midtown Family Community Center experienced a jump in clients. Coordinator Janet Reynolds saw a big difference from pre-pandemic numbers, which averaged between 30 to 40 people per meal.
Now, like I said, we're up to 200 a meal. So we have just, you know, it's five times more now than it was before the pandemic.
The Food Bank of Siouxland experienced a similar increase, reaching 3.6 million pounds of food distributed in 2020 and exceeding the all-time high set the year before by 1 million pounds.
Just about anything was scarce for a while, so anything we could get our hands on was important.
That's Executive Director Jacob Wanderscheid on the food bank's efforts to keep up with the sudden increase in demand.
We just, as much food as we were putting out, people were taking that.
One of the catalysts? The high unemployment rates. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reported an unemployment rate of 3.6% in Sioux City in May 2021. The number peaked at 9.5% a year earlier.
Then it was so many people who went from making, you know, $60,000 a year down to I'm laid off, I don't know where I go from here.
With the loss of checks needed for rent, food, and other expenses, Community Services Director Antoinette Green for the Community Action Agency noticed higher numbers and new faces using their services.
We had so many people who had never been to our agency before who we were able to serve with food, especially a lot of people mainly were wanting food.
I was no longer participating with the federal pandemic-related like unemployment benefit programs. So do you anticipate another rise in some of these numbers?
I can see that because some people, it will impact families a lot because that's income that they have depended on for quite a while. And if they have not yet gone back to work, then you will definitely see that now there's a need, an increased need, because I have to use my other funds to be able to purchase food, or I no longer have the funds available to be able to purchase food.
Food insecurity isn't a new issue to Siouxland. The 2019 U.S. Census reported that 1 in 7 Sioux City residents lived in poverty. Back at the food bank, Wanderscheid had noticed that number decreasing for 4 to 5 years. That is, until COVID-19.
We had seen the population of food insecurity for Woodbury County and the Siouxland community slowly decline in the last 4 or 5 years. And we really were seeing some improvement on that until this pandemic. And they kind of quit trying to measure in 2020 what that is. And it's going to be a few years before we really know what the impact was.
However big the impact so far and yet to come, Janet Reynolds and the Midtown Family Community Center will continue to meet their neighbors' needs one meal at a time.
Sometimes the best thing is when somebody says, thank you. You just don't know what this means to me and my family. You know, we will eat tonight because of your pantry. And then it's just like, it doesn't matter that it's, you know, 15 below zero wind chill factor. It doesn't matter that it's 105 heat index. The fact that we know that somebody is going to go to bed with a full stomach, it just, you know, it makes all that weather and all the hard work that goes into each pantry that we have to do, it just makes it all worth it.
And for Reynolds, the pantry is more than work. It's personal.
And so that's why this pantry is so important to me, is because I know what it's like to be hungry.
While questions remain on when food insecurity will improve, Siouxlanders wondering where to get their next meal can find the help they need in a network of community partnership.
How many did you need, Dave?
There you go. We've got 6 right here.
Okay.
Booyah.
For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Kayla Mayer.